It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Cezano. Did I tell you that apparently we, on last week's show, we invented a drinking game, you and I?
We did?
Or I should say I did.
What did you invent?
I'm not proud of it. And no, seriously, like Julie brought it to my attention.
And,
Well, apparently, when I say 2021,
yes.
Last week I was saying 2021. Oh no, see, you heard it too.
I did.
You heard it too.
I did.
I was over enunciating. You're laughing because Julie was like, every time she heard me say it, she would repeat it and she'd be like, 2021, 2021. What is she goes, why are you saying it that way? I go, am I? And then I was like, I played it back and I was like, oh my gosh. So she's like, apparently, you know, that could be a drinking game. Every time the design coach says 2021 instead of 2021.
Do you know you've how many times you've said it right now and people are drunk?
I'm
right
just
now?
Saying, like,
Julie,
as a basic public service announcement, I apologize to everyone for last week's show for.
I was getting a complex. I thought like I was saying it wrong. I thought, am I supposed to say it 2021? Like all of a sudden we're Barbara Walters.
I was saying it like that.
I know.
Well, why didn't you stop me at the break?
Because it's your show.
So if I just mispronounce things or sound foolish, this is why I have you. You know what? Let's chalk that up to the intern's job who's not here that we don't have on staff.
I was thinking, am I mispronouncing? Should I say 2021 instead of 2020?
But now 2021? Now when you say 2021? It, when I laugh. When you say it. Because it sounds ridiculous. I sounded ridiculous. So I'm apologizing to everyone on last week's show. And listen, if you've heard me say this from time to time, if you ever want to know whether or not you're a decent communicator, just record yourself trying to communicate some thought for 44 minutes like I do on this show.
Right.
And it'll tell you instantly whether or not, you know, the slightest flaw that you have. You know what I mean? Like, listen, it's a mirror into your communication, the soul, you know,
it is
of your communicative spirit. And apparently 2021, what was being regurgitated last. So we're going to make that correction on today's show. 2021 is clearly the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. It's going to be an inside joke on the show now.
Is it really an inside joke when everybody knows about it now since we've been talking about it?
2021. Julie was like, and she would just start literally, she couldn't stop herself from laughing. The same, like you just did for everyone who, you know, obviously this is radio, but you threw your head back and you couldn't even get the laugh out. That's how hard you were laughing.
Oh my God.
Because apparently it's so true. And Julie was doing the same thing like every time she'd say it. And for like the entire week. For the entire week, like, I would just pour my coffee and it would be like 6:37 in the morning and she'd be like, 2021. Like, she just did like, and she would just giggle and laugh and it was just like one of those, you know, let's poke the design, let's poke Philip again because, you know, he can handle it. Anyway, good morning, everybody. I find myself with a little bit of a mind shift a little bit. So,
Because
because it's the new year, and right. and I, but you troubled me.
I'm sorry
with right before the show.
Oh no!
So I have to clue everybody in because it's like now you're like, is your tree still up? Which is kind of how you said that.
Well,
and you darn well knew that it probably was still up and it's curling in on itself. But today's the day we're going to take it down.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, we're taking it down. And then you asked me whether or not I was going to eat my tree.
Yes, because and of course
I did like the Labrador, like, and like my, the like, you know how that dog, like you say something and the dog goes, and the dog like tilts its head, ears kind of perk a little bit.
Yeah.
I did one of those.
Right.
Right. And then you pulled up this recipe.
There's a new
There's
cookbook.
A recipe for eating in, your tree?
Yes, in the UK, it's eating your tree.
Are they eating their tree because they're on lockdown and they can't go to the store?
That's what I'm wondering about.
Is that what's happening?
I'm curious about
that. Like, they're just looking for any and all available food sources within an arm's length because they're locked down?
But it should be up your alley because she was showing...
Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
Why is that up my alley?
Because she was making a cordial. I thought it was soup, but she was actually...
Eating residential... Decorative vegetation is up my alley? Ingesting that?
Well,
it's not like I came to you and said, hey, pureed poinsettia is a thing.
I don't have any poinsettias.
And by the way,
is
it poinsettia or poinsettia? Because I don't want to make the 2021. I don't want to make that a thing now.
No, you're on an island by yourself.
Is it poinsettia?
Or is it poinsettia? It's both. You could do either one.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Because if I say... because that's the next
that
one.
That came from a florist.
Trust me, Julie's good. She'll let me know exactly where
just
I stand
call
on
Julie.
That one too. Yeah, exactly. The local. She'll be
Julie,
our resident. Yeah, she'll be our resident linguistics expert.
At first, I thought you were going to say.
She's like, it doesn't take a linguistics expert to not say 2021.
First, I thought you were going to say linguine. I'm like, it's pasta.
That too. Anyway, so what do you mean they're ingesting their tree? What recipe are you
There's
talking
about? A recipe out there that there's a recipe book that you can cook with your tree.
Hold on. There's a whole book.
There's a book. There is a.
So
a
you pulled
book.
Something up that was on Instagram. And
I
it was,
did.
It was him boiling. He was boiling the pine needles.
Yes, and she was he or she.
I don't know.
Making a cordial. Out
Didn't
of it.
Your show intern prep you whether it was a he or she?
No.
So this chef is boiling down and reducing these pine needles
you
with
say
sugar.
We should. Say chef loosely, like the term, like the word loosely. I'm not sure.
Well, it's a very thrifty chef. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. So I didn't.
No,
really
I'm not
study
eating
the,
my tree. No. The long and short of this whole story is I'm not eating my tree.
We finally
I'm,
took ours down.
You did.
I Good we had so no we had so many needles. I've never seen that many needles on my floor in my life.
No, we've had we're just like random ornaments are now just falling.
Mine just
like they've hung on as long as they can to the branch that's curling. Yeah. And I'm afraid we're going to break something. So, like, literally the dismantling of the tree needs to, that needs to be a focus.
We threw ours out with the lights on because of the fact that we couldn't even get them off.
You just chucked it.
We did.
You're like, I can't figure this out.
We didn't want to.
Wow.
Because they just,
well,
you
and
walk
this tree,
by. And
our tree was heavy this year. Like,
not anymore because it's dead.
Yeah, but there's, true. But there's part of it that's just like, you know, Julie's like, I'm not turning on the lights. I don't want to turn on the lights because I don't want it to go up in flames and I don't want to.
You know, I know a family, this is a true story that had a huge Christmas tree. This is some years ago.
Are you going to freak me out right now?
I am. Don't drink. Okay. But I, as you're taking a drink, but they actually took a chainsaw and cut their tree in half because it was so large. They had trouble getting it in and they didn't want to have the same issue getting it out. So they cut it up in the house.
Okay, I'm sorry, but there's some wisdom to that. You know what? I absolutely,
There you go.
Well, anyway, so I was saying that my mind is shifting, and my mind is making this shift into 2021. See, I did.
You did a good thing.
Thank
there.
You. Toward this mindset of, you know, we spent the entire 2020 like just really like focused on preparing this space. You know, the design coach, you know, the new loft experience and then getting our design offices prepped. And it was really nice to have everybody back this week. Team was at full strength
nice.
This week. And it was really nice to see everyone post-holiday and kind of dig right back into projects. And again, we're so thankful for the projects that we do have and for the clients with whom we're currently working. And it's an exciting time for us. And we're heading into the new year with a really, really nice, strong, creative, inspirational mindset, and now that all of those environments are built and ready to go, it's kind of time to let people know, listen, I know that that's not the case for everyone, and I know that, you know, as we, you know, some people are looking and eyeballing, you know, certain events and milestones in 2021 to figure out exactly what everything's going to look like, okay, well, what is, you know, kids going back to school look like, and, you know, what does spring break look like, and you know,
we're
in the throes of Midwest winter, right? And sometimes that's not the most inspirational visual, right? Although I will tell you that hoarfrost,
yes,
the fog,
right,
that froze,
but that's not hoarfrost.
Oh, that's not?
No.
Okay.
It's rime ice.
I can't keep up.
It's true.
Well, what's hoarfrost then?
Hoarfrost is when hoarfrost comes on a clear cold night.
Okay.
And rime ice comes when it, during this weather that we've recently experienced.
Okay, because I just was calling it frozen rain. Isn't that a thing?
I like it. I think that's perfect.
Can I just go with frozen rain?
Yeah.
Because all your terminology is way too complicated for me. So I'm just letting you know, like, you could throw out your
frozen rain that we've
had. You know, your ramen or whatever, the ramen,
ramen noodles.
Ramen, hoar frost, which just sounds, that sounds horrific.
I know.
Like, that just sounds,
I know.
That shouldn't be a thing.
It shouldn't.
So I'm just going to call it frozen rain. The frozen rain on everything was really, really quite pretty.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So pretty.
It was really cool. It was nice to see everyone sort of, I mean, everybody, especially when there's a weather event like that, everyone turns into an amateur photographer.
Oh yeah.
Which is awesome. And so all of their posts are all of these interesting things. So I think there's inspiration to be found. And as we, you know, embark on, you know, whatever we think that this new year is going to look like, you know, I just want to encourage everyone that on today's show, we want to talk about a couple things. I want to talk about these trends for the new year that Forbes thinks are going to be going away.
Oh, that are going to be going away?
Yeah, because I'm on Trend Watch a little bit, only for a couple reasons. One, you know that I absolutely abhor trends. Mm-hmm. That, you know, my mindset is you be you. Mm-hmm. And let's craft an interior that's you.
Yes.
And the only design style that matters is the one that you can call your own.
Correct.
That's all that matters to me. But it is nice to see what other people think may be in and out. And I want to comment on that when we come back from the break. But I also want to say we have an environment right now and we have a team that is dedicated right now to connecting with you to help you get unstuck creatively. And I don't care how large or how small your project, we've developed this entire portal for you to plug into at the Design Coach. And I want to talk more about that because that's an exciting place for us to be able to serve you as we head into the new year. Stay with us. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Yes, it's a thing.
It's a thing?
It's a thing.
What do you mean it's a thing?
Were commenting that you like my Rush Creek.
I do.
My Rush Creek distilling gear.
I do.
And
I like
the guys at Rush Creek Distilling, you know, hometown Harvard.
Yeah.
Right near us at Starline, have the best gear.
I love it.
And they've got a whole new portfolio of spirits that came out, like a rye. They have a rye whiskey now. They've got a jalapeno vodka. They've got a vanilla vodka.
You had me at...
They're doing some really great stuff over there. Anyway, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. And Mel was commenting on my hoodie. And she liked it. It was kind of a thing now. And then she laughed and she's like, why is it a thing?
Why is it a thing?
Because I'm
you said it was your thing.
Well, it's not my thing. It's
kind
a
of my thing now.
Okay. You know what? It's not my, I don't own the style cue on hoodies. Okay. What I'm saying is, like, it's, I like layers. You know this.
Yes.
Like from the scarf to the hoodie and then a flannel. You know what I mean?
Because
I never know if I'm going to get hot or cold.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know. So I prepare.
Right.
With layers. And I've recently discovered that the hoodie and then my flannel over the hoodie is something that I actually have been enjoying this winter season. And I don't know that I was doing it prior. So that's why I say, for me right now, it's a thing. Like, my kids are always making fun of me like you are now. Whether it's 2021 and how I pronounce things on the air, or whether it's the fact that I said that hoodie is a thing for me. Like, whatever it is, it's fine. I will be your proverbial fun punching bag if that makes everybody feel better. But it is kind of a thing for me. And I'm really enjoying it, and I'm just letting everybody know. Try the thin hoodie. I'm not talking about the thick hoodie.
It's
a thin.
Yeah.
And I got to say, you know what? Listen, shout out to Rush Creek Distilling. If you haven't been, gotta go. Gotta go.
Got to.
Gotta try. Gotta try their crafted cocktails and pick up some stuff to take home and pick up some gear.
Well, it's perfect underneath a heavy winter coat.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Multiple layers.
Yes.
Yeah. See, now you're on board.
No, I am. Oh, yeah, I am. For sure.
Speaking of being on board or not being on board. So I was talking before the break about you know, the prep work that we were doing. And I just want to reference everybody. Listen, if you want to take a look at some of our new environments that we've created last year and that we're ready to kind of share and open to the public, in the new year, which we're really excited about, look for a couple things from us. One, if you go to our social media and you go to our Instagram, or you go, even if you go to Twitter or if you go to Facebook, you're going to see me continually taking shots of both our design office, which we revamped, and then as well as our Factory Loft Experience kind of showroom, where it's almost like our design lab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Occasionally, you also see some glimpses inside of our workshop for the work that we do. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but we're working on this awesome series with vintage sporting equipment.
Yes, I have seen it.
The tennis rackets,
yes.
And the way that we're putting those together, the mm-hmm. way we're taking vintage material and basically elevating it to an artistic level.
Yeah.
And honestly, Peter is doing, you know, my creative director and I mean, he's just doing a fantastic job helping me think through exactly how to take some of these really cool elements of interest
mm-hmm.
and elevate their look and turn them into original works of art, which, by the way, are for sale. So, you know, we create them, but we create them with the intent of, like, really flooding, especially this year, flooding our showroom with just lots of great finds mm-hmm. that I know no one's creating and maybe they're not doing, and really having an original take on our unique brand of product. So I want you guys to look for that on social media. In addition, one other cue, look for our Shop the Studio Days, which are going to start in February.
Oh, that's exciting.
So our Shop the Show, almost like Shop the Studio Showroom, is something that we just didn't feel like we were ready for in, last year. And now we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're ready to kind of have the, I don't know if it's going to be monthly. I don't know if it'll be every other month. But we're going to publish at least the first maybe two or three. And those are going to be days when we're going to be open to the public. We're going to be, you know, abiding by whatever COVID protocols are in place. And it's an awesome, clean, inspirational environment that I can't wait to share with everyone. And that's why, Mel, that's what I was saying. My mind is sort of switching over to, you know, we've done the work.
Mm-hmm.
The team and I have put in the work to create these environments. And on the design side, in the design office, our client, you know, we're having great interactions, whether it's on Zoom, right, whether it's virtual or mm-hmm. in person. That is working really, really well, but the piece of the puzzle that is the biggest, right? It's obviously the biggest environment that we'd like to share is this new showroom and this loft experience. So look for those Shop the Showroom dates sort of coming soon. So if you're not a follower of us on social media and you're interested in what we do and want to find out what we're up to, that's the best way to do it is to follow us on social media. Honestly, it is. We do update the website periodically with new finds. And our new releases, but really the social media is the way to just stay like completely current.
Where it's at. You need to follow.
Yeah, and
seriously.
We're excited. I mean, you know what? It's fun to stay creating.
Uh-huh.
And I think that there's a message out there for everybody who's kind of like stuck in a rut. And listen, it is so easy to get stuck this time of year. You know, it's mm-hmm. hard to go outside. It's cold. It's been really cloudy here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a run here with not a lot of sunlight.
We have, but I felt like the frost on the, I mean, I just feel like that helped.
It was a good distraction.
It was okay, so pretty.
How low is the bar? Hold on, time out. How low is the bar?
How low is the bar?
If frost is our fun distraction.
Well, no, but it's just
and
gorgeous.
Fog. Frost
it's
and
just,
fog.
You wake up into this gorgeous winter wonderland. Hey, I could deal with
that. Yeah, it's like gorgeous
it's
for like 3 days. And then I like, then I
and
like,
then you're over it?
Then I need some sun.
Yeah, well, there's some sun in there.
I need some natural light in my studio, though. That's
Let's
for
take
sure.
some vitamin D.
Well, anyway, guys, I just wanted to consider that an open invitation to connect with us. Mm-hmm. That's the greater point that I'm attempting to make with this segment is, you know, we're here to help you, and we're here to get you unstuck, and we're here to give you the ideas, inspiration, information you need to push not only your design but the lifestyle that you want forward. And, you know, collectively, we have a lot of experience on the team. I could not be more pleased. I mean, Valerie now came on with us full time. So we have another team member who I'd like to welcome. And she's just doing a fantastic job. And we're excited to have her. And so we really feel like we're clicking on all cylinders as we start the new year. And that's an exciting place mm-hmm. for us to be. And we want you to be a part of it. And again, if your project is large or small, don't hesitate to reach out. It doesn't mean that every inquiry that you're going to make is a perfect fit, right? But sometimes those inquiries turn into us just pushing you in the right direction to maybe help you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the focus. Anyway, how are you? What are you? Any plans for any major projects at your house now that you're detreed to a certain extent?
Detreed.
By the way, speaking of detreeing, sorry. Total side note. Great job on the Valentine's Day tree.
Thank you so much.
That looked awesome.
Thank you.
Now that you're detreed, any big plans?
You know what?
No.
No, but my house is so empty. It's so, you know what I mean?
Perfect time to sort of get after it, though.
It is. I know it.
Perfect time to get after it.
I do. There are plans. Like, I need to do things with my walls upstairs in my office and just other things. Like, where do you start?
Well, and
like,
here's the thing. The reason I'm asking, because this is the perfect time of year, especially as the house, as you begin to de-decorate, mm-hmm. right? And you're left with this, you know, well, just this open space that you can sort of look at with a new set of eyes.
You do.
Now is the time, and this is what I would encourage everyone this time of year to do, is now is the time to make the list.
Okay.
This is not some sort of like New Year's resolution list, because it was hilarious to see how many people have already broken their resolution and felt compelled to share that on social media, which was great. It was great. It's nice to know that we're all sort of fantastically flawed, right?
Right.
And that we're all just trying to sort of get through it. But this is the time to make your house list. This is the time to make the list mm-hmm. of the things maybe that you want to start planning for. And not necessarily attacking right away, but developing a game plan and a strategy for it. And we can obviously help you do that at the Design Coach. But a lot of times, the information, guys, it's out there. It's out there for you to grab. And it's out there for, you know, it's never been a more exciting time to go search for your style. And if that means that we can help coach you through it, fantastic. But there's a lot of great info out there. And I have to say, this latest article from Forbes, you know how much I do not like trends.
I know.
You know this. And yeah. And you know how much I really dislike these lists.
I know. Right? So.
But this one has some really great info.
It does?
Yeah, that I'm completely on board with. Can you believe that?
I know.
It's a brand new year, and we're going to dig into, here are the interior design trends going away in 2021 or 2021. You're listening to The Design Coach. Stay with us right here on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to The Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sasano. Trends.
All right. What's going on for this year, for the new year?
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, what are we going to talk
about?
No,
we're not going to talk about that. Sorry. That's to totally cut you off.
I know.
No, because I don't do trend prediction. You know that.
No, I know.
I'm going to give you what I think are markers of different avenues and paths people are taking.
Ooh,
but I wouldn't call them trends.
Okay.
I just think that term is loaded with a lot of baggage. You know, you've heard me say, get off the trend treadmill.
Yeah.
You've heard me say, I don't want you. It's okay to experiment with a trend in mm-hmm. a percentage, mm-hmm. but not go all in.
Right.
And that can make your design current. If you want to try some of those things mm-hmm. in the right percentages, trends are great. It's almost like color and pattern. You know, you've got to determine whatever your tolerance is for color or pattern and mm-hmm. the strength and percentage of what it does in your interior. And then you have to make the determination what you love, what you're comfortable with, what level of that you think you can handle. I've given guidance as to, you know, small rooms take big chances because you're not in them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do a pattern or you want to do something bold, sometimes the place to do it is in the smaller room.
It's perfect.
So that you can at least, well, if you haven't done it before and you haven't developed what I would call the creative confidence mm-hmm. to be able to attack that or to implement that on a larger scale, that those smaller opportunities can be really cool.
I have a smaller bathroom that would be perfect for something like this.
Yeah,
I want to play with color.
Well, play with color. And honestly, one of my favorite things that we did recently is we had a friend of ours came in that was just redoing a bathroom off their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided that they were going to go with a blue vanity mm-hmm. and they had a wainscot that was white and they came in and said, we just want something fun for some fun wallpaper.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Go a little bolder. Especially when you have a wainscot detail and your room is cut in half. Let's just say the, you know, from 48 inches and below, it's white. And then you have this swatch of another 48 inches up top. Absolutely take a chance. You know, you've heard me talk about the Tebow wallpaper.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. There's a lot of great wallpapers that are out there.
So,
and we have our library at the Design Coach is full of them.
Wonderful.
So if you're just looking for a great paper,
mm-hmm.
it's really nice to come into our design library and come into the pillow bar and have us basically just spread out for you mm-hmm. all of these different paper options so that you can kind of think and create. You bring your photos of your room yeah. and we can coach you through
awesome. It. Awesome. Yeah. How has wallpaper changed from the wallpaper that I'm thinking about so many years ago? Like, you know,
can I be honest with you? I don't think people realize the great, both bold and subtle color combinations mm-hmm. that are out there. Like, I think
people, I know I don't.
Like, I think people are stuck in a view of wallpaper that like might date back as far as like 1980.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. Like, I really, so is this, this is not a trend. This is here to stay.
Wallpaper is here to stay for a couple reasons. They have found ways to make the patterns, the traditional patterns that mm-hmm. I think everyone knows that might seem to a lot of people very stale. They have found ways to reinvent, like damask, for instance. Mm-hmm. They have found a way to reinvent that in a current simplified pattern.
Very cool.
And metallic inks specifically have played a very big role. There's a shimmer and a metallic property
ooh.
And a VIP, for lack of a better term, almost like a restaurant VIP club kind of feel.
I like it.
To some of these more artistic papers. Uh-huh. And they're inspired and they're impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're elegant and they're durable. And they allow you to take a really, really bold, interesting chance in whatever size space you feel you're comfortable with. Large or small. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've done big ceilings with pattern, right? We've also done small spaces. So again, that's why the trend conversation to me is more about, not about what you should be, not necessarily what you should be trying, but what are the resources and the things that you gravitate toward personally?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you find a way, how do those manifest themselves into the design and the love of your home? How do we talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I reference from Forbes.com, this is from Amanda Lauren, and she's this contributing editor to Forbes. And this came out actually in mid-December of last year. Here are the interior design trends going away in 2021.
Ooh.
I was looking at this and I was saying, man, yes. Like, there's...
Really?
Yeah. That normally, you know me, I blow these things up. Right?
Yes.
Normally, I'm all over these.
Yeah.
And I'm saying... No, I don't agree. No, I don't agree. Mm-hmm. No, I don't agree. There's a lot in here that I agree with.
That you agree with.
Yeah, because they didn't. They didn't. The trends that they were referring to didn't necessarily apply to only a cosmetic. They applied to a general industry move. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
One of the trends that they mentioned in here that's going away was single purpose spaces and furnishings.
So explain that.
If you define your dining room as only a dining room, and your dining room can't be anything else, and you've heard me talk this year more than any other year.
This
is the year your dining room was probably your office or your classroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your dining room had to become something else.
Yep.
It couldn't just be a dining room. They believe that trend is on its way out. That rooms will now become multi-purpose, which I've been saying that forever.
Yeah.
That I want your spaces to be somewhat modular where they can kind of morph big grouping to intimate grouping. They can serve more than one function.
Mm-hmm.
So I was excited to see that these trends, quote unquote, that they were referring to were not about only cosmetics, but they were about the way people are living. I was excited about that.
Yes.
So honestly, this is a really great article. And you hear me, I blast these on a regular, more times than not, I blast these lists. This one by Amanda Lauren from Forbes was really, really good. And it goes on to talk about a few of them. And I just kind of wanted to mention some of these as we sort of set the stage for the new year. And again, I'm encouraging everyone to connect with our studio to really leverage our experience and our resources. Because we're not trying to impose a design style. We're trying to help you, coach you to find your visual voice. That's really important to us
mm-hmm.
so that the design style is yours and not ours. And the only way that you do that is to evaluate and expose yourself, like you were mentioning wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to really do that is for you to look at enough mm-hmm. options to realize and change your understanding and your current definition of wallpaper. That's what, honestly, our factory loft showroom experience is designed to do that. It's kind of designed to really sort of blow your mind a little bit to say, okay, listen, forget about everything that you know about how you select and about how you choose and what maybe your biases are towards pattern or colors that you like or don't like. And let's start with a clean slate and start to compile based on what you're gravitating towards and what you love. And it might change, you know, what you love. You might be like, I never really realized that I like that. Because our process allows people to really dive into sort of the matchmaking that really builds your quilt that is your design style. And that, to us, that's really, really important. So when I was looking at this list, a lot of these are absolutely the things that we kind of rail against. So for instance, they're saying white kitchens on their way out. I'll give you an example. I have several clients now who are working on new builds who are absolutely saying to us, I don't want a white kitchen. I've seen enough of them. I don't want that. I want something that's got a little bit more of a bold feel to it. Mm-hmm. I don't want white on white. Because to a certain extent, white kitchens have become the vanilla ice cream. Okay? Mm-hmm. Of design. They've become the, you know, the acceptable flavor. Like, oh, I'll just go with vanilla.
Right.
Right? And so it can be difficult to make that look somewhat special. People, I think, are gravitating toward and moving in a direction away from white kitchens. So that was one of the ones that they listed. The other one that I didn't quite know how to process, because this might come as a surprise. So there's this modern farmhouse vibe that a lot of people really love.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably, I would say it is the most popular design style on social media. It is one of the most popular design styles, if not the most popular design style on HGTV. It is the reason Chip and Joanna Gaines with the shiplap craziness, right?
Yes.
Why they have exploded onto the scene. Mm-hmm. But there's a thinking now that maybe people are moving away from modern farmhouse. Now, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I think that there are elements of the modern farmhouse style that people love.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanliness, the simplicity.
Yes.
The isolation of interesting elements so that it's not cluttered. The organization. Mm-hmm. They like the organization. They like some of the edited layering. It's very, you know, the term that I've been using last year is this curated feel. They like that. People are liking somewhat of that structure, okay? I kind of think people live a little less like the modern farmhouse and live a little bit more like what I would refer to as a beautiful mess, meaning life is messy. There's always shoes in the foyer at my house, and that doesn't bother me. I don't need a picture-perfect foyer or mudroom to be able to be happy, but I do need some level of organization. So I think that there are elements of modern farmhouse that are here to stay. You know, this clean line feel, this more simple living, I think is probably, you know, do I need that is really the question that people are asking. You know, not could I, but should I? And that's a great filter. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you could do this and you could live with this level of extravagance or whatever, but should I? Do I need that? And do I need that in every room?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some rooms can be simpler than others and some rooms can be, well, fancier than others. And that's totally great. In fact, that sort of design transmission, that visual transmission from like a first gear room to a fifth gear room, that's kind of what makes design and decorating fun, is that your rooms don't all need to feel like one style. Now, I would encourage you to have common color threads to keep this space flowing nicely. I don't want you to end up with something that's like a designer show house,
mm-hmm.
where every room is so drastically different.
Right.
But again, if you're into that, all the power to you. So the thought is you be you. Do you, right? But do you with the things that you love, and do you in the right percentages of pattern and color and all the rest of it. So I think modern farmhouse that's going to be going away is how many barn lights can you have, right?
I see, yeah.
How many barn lights can you have and you don't live anywhere near a farm?
Right. Or the doors,
How many barn doors can you put in a house? Yeah. Before somebody slams a finger, mm-hmm. and I know there's slow close mechanisms. I'm just saying that sometimes they're not as functional. They look more interesting than they are functional.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put it that way. So I think that there's some elements that I think are going to be going away, but I think modern farmhouse is probably here to stay, and especially in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's especially in the Midwest, where, you know, we want to retain with this design style elements of a simple life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But with some of the modern conveniences. So I don't think modern farmhouse is necessarily going away. I mean, how do you feel about it? Have you implemented any of that look into your home?
You know, I think that we've been in my home. I think that some of that was in there and I'm okay with it. But we haven't really done a lot of really anything to the house since you've been in the house. Yeah. But I think I would get tired of those doors. I think that I kind of want something a little bit different than other people have.
Yeah.
I feel like.
No, I think you're right. I think there is this gravitational pull.
Yeah.
Toward people wanting something that is very them and not everybody else.
Right. That's the way I feel.
And maybe that's.
I mean, I like them. But don't
maybe,
get me wrong.
But listen, Mel, maybe that's the benefit of all of this social media, that you've just become inundated with the algorithm of looking at the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of algorithm you based on what you like.
Mm-hmm.
That you get
True.
Inundated with the same look.
Right.
And you're like, I want something different. And there's sort of a natural, you know, reaction to that. So listen, when we come back for the break, I want to talk more about these, well, maybe these trends, quote unquote, from Forbes that might be going away in the new year. And I want to give my advice on exactly which industry trends, not visual, but the ones that are more behavioral, I think are really exciting. So stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to The Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. And in a rare change of pace, we're actually talking about design.
We are.
Maybe
we
for
are.
The first time in months.
For the first time this year.
Yeah.
Get it?
Okay. In 2021.
Right.
Anyway, 2021. Babe, is that better? Julie, is that? That's probably more kosher. So we're reviewing and have been reviewing, and we've been talking about the ways that we're excited to connect with everyone at The Design Coach, especially with our new Factory Loft experience as we head into the new year, and can't encourage you guys enough to follow us on social media and connect with us if you just get stuck. I mean, I think you don't have to come to us with a really big project. You can just come to us with a thought or an idea. And a lot of times we might just point you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we want to encourage you to say we've built these environments for you to visit, for you to connect, to get the ideas, inspiration, information you need to push your projects forward. And I don't know that I've articulated that on previous shows enough to say, hey, you know, your creative home is sitting there. Like we're waiting to coach you. If you're looking for that, if you're not looking for that, then if you just want to shop the studio and you kind of want to rob from our brain, that's awesome too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to encourage everyone to say, hey, we're ready. And really keep an eye out for those Shop the Studio dates, because those are really going to be fun.
Can't wait.
We're going to really put on a show.
I cannot wait. It's just inspiring walking into your place.
Well,
so
listen,
cool.
The Starline building alone has its own
but you've
look,
taken it
feel.
To the next level.
Well, we're trying. I mean, with every environment that we've ever tried to create since we've been doing this for over 20 years, we are really trying to sort of always raise the bar and elevate our service and elevate our offerings. And so it's interesting to hear about, you know, that being our company mission, because as I refer back to this Forbes list, one of the things on the list of the trends for 2021 that are going to go away is this fast furniture. Remember, you've heard me say this conversation that I've been having about disposable furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Pier 1 is now closed.
When you think about it, absolutely.
I think when you go to Home Goods, I think that you look at that and you know what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know that you're buying Band-Aid temporary furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you know that. I don't think you're, and no one is under any misconception that they're buying high quality.
Oh, absolutely.
Heirloom
right.
furniture that's going to last. No one's doing that.
No.
And they do it anyway. And you've heard me say that to a certain extent, that's okay. You know, if it's for a transitional space that you're not going to be in, right? An apartment, a dorm room.
Right.
Or you just want a some sort of quick seasonal lift and you want to throw in some throw pillows, or you need a quick new lamp that you don't want to spend a lot of money on. Listen, there's a place for some of those offerings. You just can't consume too much of it, because it is, to a certain extent, it's the design industry's version of fast food. Home Goods is the McDonald's, okay, of home decor. I don't know. That's not an untrue statement. And so you just have to be careful how much of that you let into your home, because then here's what ends up happening. Your home ends up feeling kind of cheap and thin. The stuff doesn't last. You knew it wasn't going to last because you didn't pay a lot of money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't care. And I understand that. And that was the strategy at the time. I just want to buy this because it's cute, or it's going to work for now. And there's this mindset of, you know, Mr. Right Now versus Mr. Right.
Very
right?
true.
But I think that there's a percentage. You elevate to higher quality goods once you've sort of made some of those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Forbes is saying is they think there's going to be a move away from that. And to me, that is welcome. That is welcome. Most of it's not made here in the United States. Most of it is absolutely disposable furniture. Mm-hmm. You've heard me say that there's nothing more green than buying one piece of furniture and keeping it for 15 years mm-hmm. than buying three sofas over your lifetime instead of one. And for those of you who doubt that, then you haven't experienced some of the stuff that we sell or that the design trade and the design industry sell in the form of quality furniture that lasts. I mean, try to get a lifetime warranty from Home Goods right. on that chair you bought.
Well, I was going to say, the chairs are, I mean, looking at the furniture, is it a quick fix? Absolutely.
And there's a time and a place.
Absolutely. But you know what? I want a good, solid chair. I don't want to go home and try to fit into a chair and, you know, like a Home Goods chair. There's nothing like paying or having a good quality chair.
I think
it just sink into
and I agree with
and
you.
Last forever.
I think that what I was thinking is you know, going back to earlier in this post from Forbes was this concept of this the fact that the rooms are going to have to do more. You know, you've heard mm-hmm. me say rooms are going to have to do and be more. Mm-hmm. And if you know anything about quality furniture, and whenever you have to move it around, you know, you've heard me say that there's a weight. If a piece of furniture is heavy, there's a quality aspect to it. You know, because some of this fast food furniture, in fact, I wrote a blog called Fast Food Furniture. It's actually on my website mm-hmm. about this very subject. So I was encouraged to see that as rooms begin to be more functional and you move this furniture around, when you start moving it from room to room, it breaks down even faster if it's not of good quality.
Try moving from house to house with
right?
that, you know?
That was one of them. The other one that I thought was interesting was this open floor plans they think are going to be going away. I love homes. That's why I like your house a lot. I love that your home, the rooms kind of reveal themselves to
yes.
you because it's an older home.
Yeah.
And the rooms were rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like just one big open floor plan
right.
where everything sometimes can clumsily spill into the mm-hmm. next room. We've been realizing the liabilities of that in this environment because you've had to work, school, and parent
right.
in basically one large room, and that can be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned that rooms and defining them for certain activities is actually kind of a good thing, which is welcome because I think that you want to have and you want to design with intent. I'm not saying that open floor plans aren't advantageous from a they can make you feel it. They can trick your eye from a square footage perspective and make you feel like you're living larger than maybe your square footage actually is, which is fine. But there's liabilities to it. I don't know that I always want to watch a movie in the same room that I'm eating dinner.
So true.
Sometimes I just want to break away and I want to watch a movie. And
absolutely.
I don't want to have activity going on in the
mm-hmm.
kitchen. You know, but at the same time, there's also like there's a charm to being all in one room together, and there's some benefit there. I think that architecture and interior architecture specifically, you really need to think about if you have an open floor plan. There are ways to use the layout of the furniture, and there's ways to use partitions where sometimes it's column and architectural work, sometimes it's millwork, sometimes it's drywall, and mm-hmm. creating half walls and other walls that can create nooks for spaces. And so what we're finding is we're actually reworking spaces to either sometimes remove walls or add walls to be able to make sure that the space planning and the design and the intent of the room holds true for what the client really wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that open floor plans might be something that might not be there. Now, you've heard me go back and forth with this. I forgot his name. What is his name again? The guy, the minimalist?
Oh, gosh.
I forgot his name.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. He's really big on social media.
He
talks about living with less and so on and so forth. Well, they're saying that minimalism might be on its way out.
Really? I mean, I
think you have to define minimalism. You know, I'm okay with people living. Well, okay, I don't need to be okay with anything. I mean, it's not my goal. I think that there's some wisdom to living with the right things
mm-hmm.
and too much of the wrong things, right? I mean, superfluous is superfluous regardless of whether mm-hmm. or not it's expensive or interesting. It's just, if you're not using it, then you're not using it.
Right.
In fact, we just did Julie and I did a quick kitchen organizational revamp where we're like, okay, we're going to get baker's racks. And this was actually Julie's idea. She's like, I can't handle some of this clutter. I need you to do the following things. She's like, I need a shelf here. for all my pots and pans. I want another shelf in the pantry for my pots and pans. And I want to take these this mug collection that we've been that we've collected over the 20 plus years we've been traveling together. And she's like, I kind of want to display it.
I love it.
So I said, okay, I got this. This is perfect. And it was mentally weighing on her. And I said, I'm going to get after this. And I said, okay, I'm going to go do this. And I got these industrial baker's racks because we kind of have an we have a very industrial range. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a commercial grade range.
Ooh, love that already.
And so we've got that. And so the pots and the pans are out, but it has made the kitchen feel calmer and bigger just with simplifying the organization. That's a form of minimalism.
Mm-hmm.
A form of minimalism isn't necessarily living without. It's deciding what you need to live with and where does it go. So that the minimalist is efficient. I don't know that I love the term minimalism because it's almost like you want to be an efficientist.
Why does it sound cold to me?
That's not even a word. Like you want to be efficient. Everyone wants an efficient, functional,
yes,
beautiful interior.
Right.
That doesn't always mean less. It means maybe more of the stuff that really matters in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't want a minimalist bar. I have a bar with a million different types of alcohol and fixings and ways to create a cocktail. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I need that to be minimal. I just need it to be organized. So I think that there's this disconnect a little bit between this minimalist understanding of like living with less. And listen, I get that. I get it. But that doesn't mean that people who want to live with more don't want to live with more, but in a more organized fashion.
Inefficient, right?
Inefficient. I think that efficiency should be the play, especially as we head into this new year.
Right.
And we've had the better part of almost an entire year in this COVID protocol environment, and maybe efficiency is maybe what we should be focused on.
Mm-hmm.
So I was interested to hear that neutrals also are on this list. And
really,
last but not least, I'm going to leave you with this. Faux anything. So faux anything. Fake wood, faux fur, these succulents that are made of plastic.
Those are so weird anyway.
I know, but here's the thing. Like I bought them for a dorm room.
Oh, yeah. That's
it was fine to fake your eye into thinking you have a little bit of greenery for my daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
That's different.
Like
than
we bought fake ivy and we wrapped it around. So there was an open exposed duct in her dorm room,
mm-hmm,
like the HVAC duct. And it was just silver.
Yeah.
So I Jolly Green Giant it and mm-hmm. I wrapped it in fake vinage.
Oh, that's cool.
But you've also heard me rail on fake vinage.
Yes, you have.
Yes, because in your kitchen where you have to go in to dust the fake grapes that are up there. I hope no one's doing that anymore. Okay. You know, I'm not a fan of fake plants.
No,
if you're going to live with plants, you know what? Have the time, energy, and effort to make them real. I'll leave it at that. But I was encouraged to see that there's faux anything made the list. So listen, kudos to Forbes. And honestly, kudos to Amanda Lauren for actually putting this list together. So listen, if you want to find out more about what we're doing, go to thedesigncoach.com. There's a blog that I just recently released that showcases the new Factory Loft experience that I was referencing throughout the show. And thank you for spending this Sunday morning with us. You've been listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. You've been coached.